Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
So the question is, do female rappers get a pass for having ghostwriters? So a few weeks ago, Ruby Rose, a female rapper, she was asked, does she write her own stuff? And she was straight up. She was straight up and she was like, no. You know, no hesitation, nothing. No embarrassment or anything. She didn't look that way at all. She was just like, nah, I'm keeping it real. No, it was a quick response. And she, you know, she didn't say, hey, I'll write some of my stuff, or, you know, majority of my stuff I write. You know, it was just like a quick, a hard no, you know. So, and I respect that, because some female rappers, they do say, well, I write some of my stuff. I write most of my stuff. And, you know, it may not be true, but I don't know. I can't prove that, but it may not be true. And so the question is, do female rappers get a pass for having ghostwriters? Well, you know, I think female rappers do get a pass. You know, I think I put myself in it. I say we do, because number one, even as just a rapper myself, I was, you know, asked by a few men, a few guys who heard my music, you know, like straight up. They were like, who writes for you? They didn't ask me if somebody writes for me. They just said, who writes for you? So I was offended, you know, a little bit. I was. And because nobody writes for me, I write for myself. But it was offensive, because you think that, I mean, that creativity, that, you know, that flow, that cadence, that them, those words, what, they can't come from me. So, I was like, what's up with that? I don't know. But I think a lot of people think that way. You know, a lot, especially a lot of men in rap and in who are fans of hip hop. I think they do think that females don't write their own music. And, you know, that, and a lot of, and there are female rappers who don't write their own music. And I think it's women, we do get a pass for it. You know, we do get a pass because it's expected. So, like, let's go back to the originals. You know, let's go back to MC Light, who was a really good lyricist. However, yeah, I mean, there were songs that LL wrote for her, and for let's go back to Salt and Pepper. There was songs that they wrote, but then there was songs that, you know, I think it's Herbie Lovebug, he wrote for them. And, you know, let's go to Lil Kim. You know, Biggie Smalls, he wrote for her. I don't know if he wrote everything for her 100% or she contributed. I don't know, but it was kind of a known thing that he was writing for her. And then, you know, with Foxy Brown, let's see, it was Jay-Z and Nas writing for her. So, but I don't know the ratio. I wrote this amount and he wrote this amount. I don't know. But, you know, it's a common thing for females to have ghostwriters. So do we get a pass? Yes, because it's common, you know. With men, with male rappers, is not as common, but it occurs more than we think, you know, it does happen. But let us break down the two definitions I want to present. You know, a rapper and a lyricist are two different things. Okay, so a rapper is someone who represents their community, represents their hood, the swag of their hood, the lingo of their hood, and they're just putting it in an art form and showing you this is what it is, this is how we do. This is how they're being the news network of their community, but in a artist type of way. So, however, a lyricist is someone who writes their own lyrics, who writes their own lyrics, and who is a rapper. So a lyricist is a rapper that writes his or her own lyrics. So there's a difference, because some rappers rap, but their delivery's dope and then their swag is dope, but they don't write their own lyrics. For instance, we're gonna break down with the male rappers. Like, let's go back, Biz Markie. You know, Just a Friend, he didn't write. You know, I think that was Big Daddy Kane. But, you know, I get my fact checkers to check that. But I think that was Big Daddy Kane. N.W.A., you know, the front man, Eazy-E, he wasn't writing any of his lyrics. You know, Ice Cube wrote his lyrics. But nobody could deliver it like Eazy-E. They didn't have the swag, because he was really a street dude, you know, and none of them could deliver the music like he could. So he's a rapper, but he wasn't a lyricist. So there's a difference between rapper and lyricist. So with rap, you know, a lot of men have ghostwriters too. You know, let's go to Will Smith. Will Smith, you know, getting jiggy with it. I believe Nas wrote that. So a lot of these well-known rappers, some of them didn't write their stuff. And it was more known before. Like, they didn't really hide it. I think now people kind of hide it, because I think now people are kind of ashamed of it, that you're not writing your own stuff. But, you know, it is what it is. But I do feel like women, female rappers do get a pass when they have ghost writers. But with male rappers, it's like, that's corny or whatever. So I think they're more scrutinized when it comes to that. But we have to distinguish. There's a rapper who's a performer who can deliver the music really well, who can, you know, get the crowd going. And then there's a lyricist who is amazing because that person can write the music and perform it and get the crowd going. And, you know, so that's a difference with that. So, I mean, there's rumors that Drake doesn't write his stuff. I think he does, but I think he, you know, it's hard to do several albums with like at least 10 songs on it, and, you know, it all come from your brain, you know, because I know the musician Prince, you know, he prided himself on writing his own stuff, and he didn't want to write anyone to write for him. But from the movie Purple Rain, his song Purple Rain wasn't written by him. So sometimes even the legends let, if the song is dope, if the way you said it or wrote it is doper than what I imagined at that time, or doper than how I could have said it, then, you know, I think it would be dumb for somebody not to say, hey, let me put this into my rap, or add this and put this into my portfolio, you know, because if a song is undeniable, if it's good, you didn't write it, you know, but you can make money off of it, you can make the crowd move off of it, then why not? So, but overall, yeah, I think females do get a pass on having ghostwriters, but I think it's all in the hip hop industry. Ghostwriters are in the hip hop. That's why, I mean, they may get money. You know, they get in their bag too. So, and it's all over the hip hop industry with males and females. I just think it's more accepted with the females, but the males do it too. And I think it's unfair, you know, for the hip hop genre to kind of expect someone to write all their lyrics. Say Drake has been around for, I don't know, maybe over 15 years. And, you know, how many albums he's dropped. You know, I kind of think it's unfair for someone, for you think to expect one person to produce that that a mass amount of hits and just that much art. You know, is it humanly possible? Yeah, it is humanly possible. But is it probable? Probably not. Because how many people just, you're going to go on tour, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. You got your family. As you get older, your family grows, your responsibilities grow, and then you still write in every song, you know, and for 15 years, this amount of albums. So I think it's unrealistic for us to expect people to write every word, you know, or write majority of the words for that long of a period of time. So, but, you know, I think hip hop, we need to rethink how we scrutinize ghost rappers, but how we scrutinize that. But, you know, this is Zoe Rose Gold. That's my take on it. And we out. Till next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouthwatering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Horton's. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.